From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle, and here's your host at Kingsbury Hall at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you so much. Now, Salt Lake City, Utah, is a city so clean that your feet squeak when you walk down the sidewalk. Or is it? Just this week, the city's first erotic bakery opened. Now, that means, this being Utah, that the gingerbread boy and girl are actually holding hands. But nonetheless, the town is scandalized. People are asking, how could this happen? Could it be that Wait, Wait is back in town? It is true. Wherever we go, there seems to be spontaneous eruptions of material for us. Later on, we'll be asking Donny Osmond himself about what has happened to his hometown. But first, it's your turn. Give us a call. The number, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Vanessa McCaffrey from Key West, Florida.
Hey, how are things in Key West? A beautiful place.
It is beautiful. It's, well, naturally quite warm.
Oh, of course. Well, that's the whole point, I would imagine.
Yes, of course.
One imagines a life lived completely devoted to just hedonism and the pursuit of pleasure in Key West. Is that your lifestyle?
It's like Vegas, you know. What happens in Key West stays in Key West?
Yes.
Yes.
Although I'm told occasionally it floats down to Cuba and they get mad, but that's
all right. Right.
Well, welcome to the show, Vanessa. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a humorist and the author of several books and audio programs, all shamelessly promoted at Baudette.com, Mr. Tom Baudette.
Hello, Vanessa.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Very well. Nice to talk to you.
Likewise.
Also say hello to a comedian whose book, There's Nothing in This Book That I Meant to Say, is now available at paulapoundstone.com and at bookstores nationwide, Paula Poundstone.
Hi.
And say hello to a TV personality who also blogs at moraka180.com, Mr. Mo Rocca.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Mo Rocca.
Vanessa, you are going to start us off with Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle will, as tradition holds. Now, reenact three quotations from the week's news. Your job, of course, identify or explain just two of them. Do that, you'll win our prize, Carl's voice in your home answering machine.
Okay.
Ready to go?
Yep.
Here is your first quote.
I have never seen such a ludicrous story. Unbelievable.
That was President Bush speaking out after a week of speculation about an incident in Albania, in which it seems that while cheering him, somebody in an enthusiastic crowd might have done what to the president while shaking his hand?
Oh, tickled the inside of his palm?
Coquettish Albanians.
Can I give you a hint?
I'll give you a hint. Well, it counters all those people who say that President Bush won't give other people the time of day.
His watch. No, they pickpocketed him.
Exactly.
They stole something from him.
They stole his watch. Exactly right. You can go online. Allegedly, we should say. Yes. You can go online.
It appears that his watch was stolen.
They could have borrowed it.
You can go online. You can watch the video of President Bush leaping into a crowd of enthusiastic Albanians. And in the video, you see Albanian hands grasping at the presidential hands, and they're grasping at his jacket and his wrist and his watch. And then in a moment, his watch has disappeared. Now, the embassy in Albania and then the White House itself responded with a number of different stories. First, they said that the president dropped his watch, then that he gave it to his Secret Service detail to keep it safe. Questions, however, about this incident remain. To help us get to the bottom of this story, joining us now, NBC Nightly News anchor Brian Williams. Brian, welcome back to Wait, Wait.
Peter, thank you for having me.
We're so glad you could stop by. So, Brian, what's going on here? What's the story?
Well, this story took off on the Internet, where I think it was ranked number two behind a clip of a cat flushing a toilet this week. And so we, like everyone else, heard this and came in to the newsroom after the weekend. The New York Times claimed the president on page one, Albanian idol. The reception truly was over the top. Mm-hmm. He plunged into this rope line, which is a truly harrowing business for these presidents. It's a sea of hands, and usually the Secret Service has him by the belt in case anything happens. It's a very, very tight detail.
Well, in case a belt gets taken.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. And suddenly, the pool photographer for the networks noted his watch was gone.
Right.
We did some research. We looked at a separate angle of the videotape. On our tape, you can clearly see the president brings his watch hand in front of his other hand and stuffs something in his jacket pocket. Tony Snow at the White House, this made the White House briefing this week. It got to that level. Tony Snow said it is A, indeed a $50 Timex, and B, the president is in possession of his watch. He thought things were getting a little wild and took it off himself.
Now, but we're going to invade Albania. That's what you're saying, right? We'll be invading Albania?
Yeah. Well, I wonder. I mean, here's like the only country on the planet, I think, left that isn't hostile to our foreign policy. And the president goes there, and he starts greeting the citizens, and the first thing he thinks is, somebody's going to steal my watch.
Well, there is that. Complicating that, a prominent Republican said to me this week, if the watch had turned up missing, the president would have been very upset because he loves the look on Mickey's face.
Yes.
That's a prominent
Republican. Brian Williams is the anchor of NBC Nightly News. Brian, what a pleasure to have you back. Thank you so much, sir. Vanessa, are you still with us?
I'm with you. I'm listening.
All right. Vanessa, here is your next quote.
Apparently, the Senate has confidence in him.
That was the blogger Down with Tyranny, giving the only possible conclusion of this week's failed attempt to hold a no-confidence vote on whom?
Alberto Gonzalez.
Indeed, Alberto Gonzalez. The Senate held the dramatic but utterly meaningless vote on Monday, but it was filibustered by the Republicans, who, by the way, had nothing good to say about Gonzalez. They just apparently hate the Democrats even more. For his part, Gonzalez said he wasn't paying attention to any of this, just theatrics. Instead, he was going to be focused on his job, quote, working for the children. In related development, in a recent poll, 74% of children expressed no confidence in Alberto Gonzalez. Vanessa, here is your last quote.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to the feeling. Streetlights, people, oh.
Hang on.
Don't stop.
That, of course.
Carl's Power Ballad.
Yes. Journey's Don't Stop Believin'. That song played and was suddenly cut off and the screen went to black as we said goodbye to what TV show this week?
The Sopranos.
Indeed, The Sopranos. 8 million people tuned in to the very last episode of The Sopranos to see if Tony Soprano would get whacked or arrested or if he would wake up in bed with Suzanne Plachette and realize it was all a dream. Instead, we got a sudden blackout with the background music cutting out as well. Was he killed? Were we? Did Voldemort get him? The only real revelation, millions of people suddenly realized they were now paying $12 a month to HBO just to watch endless reruns of Scary Movie 2. Carl, how did Vanessa do in our quiz?
Vanessa did very well, Peter. Vanessa, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Fantastic.
Isn't it, though? Vanessa, thank you so much.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Streetlight people. Don't stop.
We want to remind everybody that they can join us most weeks at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago to see our show. For tickets and more information, go to chicagopublicradio.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org.